Maybe you got the three topics down, and I trust that somehow within the next 24 hours that you'll get some time with the Lord so that the freshness of this time won't just melt away into the busyness of everything else that's going on, and that the Lord will give you some very clear leading. Psalm 107, the beginning says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south." One thing that I thought it would be good to conclude our time with today would be time of sharing. You may not need to share what you wrote down, but some of you may just feel like it would be good for you to share a little of what the Lord is doing in your life. And it will have to be brief because we're only going to take 10 minutes or so to do this. But I'll give you a moment just to think about that. And I'd like to, in the meantime, give you a couple other things. One is just to encourage you to continue to pray for Rod and Diane Sargent. Many of you know Rod, and I know you don't quite know whether to call, to drop in, and so forth. And let me just give you a suggestion that maybe those of you who know Rod particularly would, before you leave the conference, just take a little piece of paper and jot a note to him and give that to the conference office before you leave, and we'll see that Rod gets it. I know it'd be a great encouragement to him personally. I don't believe we mentioned earlier in the conference another very dear friend of ours in the international office who is also suffering from cancer, Bob Hopkins. Millie is here with us, and some of you may not have heard that the Lord took Will Hopkins to be with himself just 2 weeks, I believe it was, after he retired from the Navigators. Between Millie, Will, and Bob, they have served God with the Navigators for a cumulative total of 119 years. And Bob is very weak. He's not in the pain that that Rod is, but the type of cancer of the blood that he has makes him extremely susceptible to infection. And there have been times where his blood pressure has fallen to 40 over 20. And he's had to be rushed to the hospital, and the Lord has preserved him to this point, but none of the treatments seem to have taken effect. And so I just like to encourage you, as you think of Rod and of Bob, to be in prayer for them and ask the Lord to give them great personal encouragement during these days. I think I'd just like to ask Jack Heald. Would you, Jack? I saw you back here somewhere, didn't I? Did Jack slip out? There you are. Would you just stand and pray for both Rod and Bob, and then we'll just have a time of sharing.
I've got Lawrence disease, so I'll try.
Okay.
Father, each one of us have some heart and knowledge of that. Pain and suffering in our lives. We understand that just how you want to work in our lives, in the lives of Rod and Diane, Bob and Lori, how you brought Jim and Irina to this place. Others that we don't even know about. The Lord, Psalm 149 says that you'll give them a song in their head and a sword in their hand. We just thank you that the sword of your spirit is in their heart, in their hands, and that you're in control. How you want to work in our lives and the lives of each one of their families. That influence we've talked about so much this week. How it reaches into the generations of men because of this suffering. Thank you for your suffering and your compassion to us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, let's just take some time and just stand up where you are, please, and just briefly share. I do have to emphasize briefly so several of us can have an opportunity. Thanks, Sam.
The big thing that's come to me in this conference is absolutely nothing. Nothing. But believing God, absolutely.
God does speak to us, and in the last year and a half, 2 years, we didn't know as many people and had many share with us. In fact, in James 4:8, it says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And this conference hasn't been any different than the relationships we've had with each other. But I'd like to share a chorus that was written by a pastor in Amarillo. And it says, to know Him, to know you is the cry of my heart. Spirit, reveal Him to me. To hear what you're saying is life my life. To know Him all. And I feel conference and everything that I've seen in here and among each one of you helps me to draw near to Him. For the Spirit to reveal Him to me as He whispers. First thing you know, and hopefully each one. Quiet time about 19 years ago. You know, and what a difference it's
made in our lives. It took Margie a year, but on the same mountain, she did that too, and it just meant so much to us, and we appreciate you all.
Great. Thanks, George. Bye.
You heard so many challenges and charges and such blessings. You know, I kind of feel in my heart that we can wrap it up with a scripture passage that has not been used. And I'm going to try to share it with you from the Amplified Bible. Philippians 3:10. My determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
want to quench his spirit, but if there are one or two others, fine. If not, I'll conclude our time, but let me just wait for just a moment. Maybe something you need to say that just for your benefit. Kaylin. Thanks, Kaylin. I'd like to conclude our time just by reading some scripture. And you can look it up if you wish, but you might just want to listen also. I'd like to read Psalm 145, the first seven verses. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. I love this verse. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I think of the span of ages that are here. That's true. One generation shall praise thy name to another and thy works. You think of children, grandchildren, friends. There is no generation gap with God. On the glorious splendor of thy majesty and on thy wonderful works, I will meditate. And men shall speak of the power of thine awesome acts, and I will tell of thy greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of thine abundant goodness, and shall shout joyfully of thy righteousness. Quite a psalm as far as our sharing our lives in Christ, both with believers and non-believers, that we should not be ashamed. Sometimes it's almost harder to share our heart depth with those who are other Christians. But we need to. And then in Psalm 107, of which I read verses 1 and 2, but Psalm 107, verses 35 through 38. And I think about this related to our lives. He changes a wilderness into a pool of water, and a dry land into springs of water. And there he makes the hungry to dwell, so that they may establish an inhabited city. Think of that, Terry, for your cities. And sow fields, and plant vineyards, and gather a fruitful harvest. And he blesses them, and they multiply greatly. And he does not let their cattle decrease. And then, simply to conclude our times, to read Psalm 21. And I'd like us to stand, could we? Perhaps you'd like to just close your eyes and let God speak to you through Psalm 121, and then I'll lead us in a word of prayer. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from evil, and he will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. Father, we claim the promise of that verse. Not one of us here can predict what the year will bring. But Lord, we know that at the end of it, perhaps in your presence or living, that we will praise you and we will know that you have guarded our going out and our coming in. We praise you, God, that the promises you have made to us will be kept. And Lord, the commitments we've made here this weekend, you will help us keep them. It's not an issue of the flesh, but of the spirit. And it's not an issue of just grim determination, but of joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. God, help us, men and women alike, even when we're still struggling about what you might want to do with what we've received at this conference, lead us to a point of deep surrender, as the Lord has shared. Just personally pray for a moment and ask God to work in your life now. Now thank you, Father. We love you. We worship you. And we commit ourselves to you. In the name of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Can I leave you with just one last suggestion before I ask Lauren Libby to come up and conclude with just some administrative things? Psalm 128:1. If you've made some commitment before the Lord this weekend, you might just jot down the date by that verse that Lauren has shared consistently through the time. And just like it did with Sharon, it'll remind you of the commitment every time you come across it. Lord bless you. It's been great to have had you here. Lauren?